Now, when we talk about women inspiring us on the sporting arena, we heard earlier about women in the boardroom. Well, inspirational women on the sports track and the sports field. Ask anyone, you'll name Dame Mary Peters straight away. But now, Dame Mary's writing about other inspirational women. Good morning, Dame Mary.
Good morning, Frank.
I hear you're hobbling. You were injured while training, were you?
No, I just had my family here helping me to celebrate my 80th birthday and ran up the steps in the garden to speak to somebody and ruptured my Achilles. But it's nearly better.
Well, get well soon, get well soon.
There'll
be a stocking filler at Christmas about sportswomen who've inspired us. Tell us about the book, please.
I wanted to inspire the next generation of young women because I've had such a wonderful life through sport. So I wrote to a lot of my friends and they wrote to their friends and we compiled a book of over 150 women from all over Great Britain and Ireland to tell their story of how they got involved, who was their inspiration and the memories that they have of their times in sport. And we hope that grannies and mums and teachers will buy it to inspire the next generation.
If you were to pick someone out of the book, who would you put the spotlight on?
Oh, well, from an Irish point of view, Sonia O'Sullivan, but from a British point of view, Jessica Ennis, the heptathlete who won so many gold medals.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this book. You know, if you can think of a big name, a woman who's a big name in sport, she's in there. And some of the names you haven't heard of either who are well worth reading about. There's such a buzz now, isn't there, for this like 2020 vision that people talk about, whereby they want to see they want to see a balance between women and men fully recognised, equally embraced in sport.
It's absolutely true, but this summer we've had great soccer and rugby and cricket and tennis and all sorts of sports being shown on national television, which helps because young people can be sitting watching and inspired. But this book covers all the sports that you can imagine. We've just had a note from Wendy Hoevenagel, who is from Upper Lands, and she won a silver medal at the Olympics in cycling. And we've got Margaret Johnson, who is a great bowler. We have Heidi Rosendahl, who was second to me in Munich, which is a nice story.
That's a good story.
And Shirley McKay, the local hockey player, Violet McBride, who played hockey and golf. So it's a mix of very famous people and those who are more local.
Well, just in 10 seconds, dear Mary, give it its full title so as people know what to buy.
It's Passing the Torch, Sportswomen Who Inspire, and the foreword is by the Princess Royal, who's our patron of the Mary Peters Trust, which is going to be the recipient of the proceeds of the book.
Very well sold, dear Mary. Thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Thank you. The lovely, the wonderful, the sensational Mary Peters, who, of course, set the bar so high. Well, there wasn't any bar that she couldn't get over. Right, this is the U105 phone-in. Carolyn's next.